In the beginning, there was Moline, and according to Quad Cities historian William Roba, the city was booming at the turn of the 20th century.
A lot of growth, more than 5,000 inhabitants employed in factories. So this was like sort of the shining example of progress.
Land agents at the time believed 2,000 acres just east of Moline would be as successful with its railroad connections and proximity to the river.
What they decided is to sort of trade on the name of a very successful city by coming up with, well, it's not Moline, but it's East Moline.
Investors like Charles Deere, the son of John Deere, bought land, and East Moline was incorporated in 1902.
A year later, the first newspaper showed up, some professional people, three doctors and a dentist.
By 1910, 3,000 people lived in East Moline. And who knows, a couple of centuries from now, a new city might be formed. East Moline. For YQC, I'm Renata Sago.